right now. It is the final Tracktown Tuesday of the year, tomorrow, which adds up to another fantastic guest card for attendees to enjoy. Our guest is Associate Athletic Director, Duck Coach, and Olympic Coach. On Twitter, you could follow along using the handle at Vin Lanana. Vin, a happy June to you. How's life treating you these days?
It's going great. It's actually a gorgeous day out there, as you know, except you're inside, I understand. So you're missing it.
I could see it. I could sense it. But we've got the air conditioning on, so it's nice for us, too. You know, as always, I like to begin with the basics because it looks like you're going out with a bang. It's always a unique event, something for all kinds of fans. What could you tell us as far as what is on tap for tomorrow night?
Well, first of all, tomorrow night's the last one, and it's at the Downtown Athletic Club, third floor. The social hour begins at 6 p.m. Show begins at 7, and once again, it's at the Downtown Athletic Club on Willamette Street in Eugene, and it is really a great show. Do you want me to tell you the guests, or you want to guess on them?
Do I want to guess? I know them. I thought we'd I thought we'd go through them individually and talk about their individual wonder. You know, Tom Jordan, we have on twice a year to talk about obviously the Prefontaine. But I wanted to ask you, as a fellow East Coaster, at the time Pre was competing out here, you were at CW Post. And I'm kind of curious as to what you remember maybe about first hearing about Pre. It's obviously not the information age we now enjoy. And, you know, his reputation as kind of a flamboyant guy who's just was an intense competitor.
Well, even as a kid and growing up on the East Coast, and I would tell you that everybody has heard of Prefontaine. I mean, it was a big deal. He was the representative of track and field. I was the very wide-eyed, cared quite a bit about the sport, and pre-represented all the cool things about the sport. And now that I've, if you accelerate the clock 40 years later, when I hear more about the intricate details about it, Pre was pretty darn special and really a pioneer, as you said, for not just the sport of track and field, but a sport in general. He was a daredevil.
Oh, no question about it. You know, I mentioned Tom Jordan and the Pre this year, June 30th, and how it grew quickly from an event to just honor an incredible local performer to what it is now. I mean, it really is an elite international event. I mean, the fields are always historic, right?
Yeah, it's generally ranked the number one or the number two meet in the entire world. So it is an elite event, and Tom can tell you all the criterion that goes into it, but there's an objective way this is evaluated, and the fields themselves are just spectacular. There's no other fields like the Prefontaine Classic.
Now, the changing of the venue, obviously, Hayward getting its facelift, getting ready for the 2020 trials. You're obviously familiar with Cobb Track and Angel Field down at Stanford. What could you tell us about that facility and how well-suited they are to host an event that, of course, has exclusively been associated with Eugene?
Well, you know, Steve, I know that you know all this already, so I'll put a little color to it.
Okay.
As you are keying me up, we did this. I, along with our community at Stanford, did put that track together. Chuck Cobb is who provided the lead gift, and he, Peyton Jordan, Pitch Johnson, and Otis Chandler, they put together the initial pieces of Cobb Track and Angel Field. So it went from a dirt track, cinders, where people competed during the 60s and 70s, and we transformed it. I think it's a really great facility for the Bay Area.
talking with Vin Lanana, Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow, the season finale. So something unique taking place. You've got a local artist. A sculptor who will show his new work, which is a bronze statue of Pri. What could you tell us about this rather unique addition to the festivities?
Well, the sculptor is Mike Leckie, and Mike has been a great supporter of the Olympic trials in 8, 12, and 16. He has done lots of great artistic work, and he's unveiling this tomorrow night. It'll be pretty cool, and he's such a good guy, and is a generous guy, and is actually sponsoring all the appetizers and beverages during the event. So it's a cool addition to it, and Mike has been just fantastic.
You know, another guest is the remarkable Sally Kipyego, who's the first Kenyan woman to win an NCAA individual cross country title, highly decorated, a silver medalist in the 10,000 at London. So not only is she a highly decorated runner, but from what I read, with U.S. citizenship now, she's in the running, pun intended, for a spot on the 2020 American Olympic team.
That is correct. And Sally Kipyego runs for the Oregon Track Club Elite. She's been coached by Mark Rowland. And Sally is a remarkable young woman. She just had a baby, and she's on her way back, and she does have our citizenship. And she really is a highlight, is one of our highlights tomorrow night, and really an incredible person for us to have in this community.
Oh, yeah. For folks who might be vaguely familiar, just look up her list of accomplishments. It may take you a while to get through them. A couple final thoughts for Coach Lanana. Oregon Director of Athletics, Rob Mullins, will be there. I was reading that it's been 9 years since he been hired, and I was like, wow, does time fly. He's accomplished a lot. I mean, you always hear about the Director's Cup, Oregon always a contender on that list, despite not having as many sports as a lot of schools. What about having Rob on hand to talk with the folks?
Well, Rob happens to be my boss, number one, but most importantly, but the most important part is Rob has really embraced something that a lot of athletic directors would not be able to embrace because they wouldn't understand the connection that this community has with the sport of track and field. And Rob gets it. Rob gets it. He's been on the USOC advisory committee. He really gets the importance of track and field as a community, a sense of civic pride, community engagement. In addition to overseeing 20 great sports at Oregon and having this great season last year, and having to really do the things that when you're a Power Five school that you have to really be connected with, like basketball and football and our women's basketball team this year. In addition to all of those things that most normal athletic directors have in their jurisdiction, he really gets the whole track and field thing. So we're excited to have him there tomorrow.
Yeah, Rob knows his stuff. Whenever I talk to him, he's not just reading from a list. I mean, he's a sports guy who has been around. He's always informative. And lastly, I call it the traditional radio reset for folks who attend tomorrow night's festivities. Mention it's a heck of a lineup, so let the folks know it's a last chance and what's going to be on hand for attendees to enjoy.
Well, it's really great because Michael Riley will also be announcing the ticket process and ticket prices for the U.S. Olympic team trials for 2020. So this will be the first time for people who attend to hear that information and find that out. And in addition, so that people need to get there between 6 and 7 for the socials, 7, the show will start promptly at 7. And we'll conclude at 8, and we've got a heck of a lineup, and I think we went through all of the great guests that we'll have there this week.
It should be fun. Again, tomorrow night at the DAC, you could follow along Coach Lanana at Vin Lanana on Twitter. Vin, always enjoy these conversations. Wish you well, and always look forward to catching up down the road.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
All right, have a good one.